W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news talk and sports is on 97.5 FM, locally grown radio. This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Stacey Lynn in Washington. You're trying to get away for the holidays. It is a rough go with a historic storm bearing down on much of the country. If you're flying somewhere, check your flight before you go, with thousands already canceled. This woman is at LAX. She's frustrated.
I've done this now for 16 years. I've lived in Los Angeles for 16 years, and I've always flown back to Kansas every year at Christmas. This has been the most stressful, hoping to get there, and we're not there yet.
And the frigid temps aren't helping. Here's CBS's Elise Preston.
Outside of Denver, the temperature dropped 30 degrees in just 10 minutes. Even Texas has begun to experience that same frigid air, with Dallas already under a dusting of snow with temperatures in the teens.
And with these cold temps, you need to be prepared while out on the road. Eric Foster with the Oklahoma Highway Patrol says be smart and bundle up.
They're not dressed for the conditions. You know, a lot of times we have remote start cars now, or we have cars where you can get in inside a garage or something like that where they're warm. And so they feel like they can travel from point A to point B and be okay. But that's okay until your car is immobile.
Late last night, the committee investigating the attack on the Capitol released its final report. Political analyst Larry Sabato on the conclusions.
This report says Donald Trump was the single greatest cause of this insurrection. He is the one who led it, who attracted the mob to D.C. and encouraged them to do the damage they did.
President Biden with a holiday wish for the country.
In a brief set of remarks, the president wished the country peace this holiday season.
Our politics has gotten so angry, so mean, so partisan.
He said that's not in the spirit of Christmas.
I sincerely hope this holiday season will drain the poison that has infected our politics and set us against one another.
Mr. Biden left the East Room without taking questions. Stephen Portnoy, CBS News, Washington.
If you work for the government, some good news: shutdown averted again. The Senate has approved a $1.7 trillion spending bill that will keep the government open through September.
The amendment process made it better. Usually when you have a big omnibus, the amendment process makes it worse because the minority is trying to undo a lot of the things in the bill. But here we stood firm and got it done.
House Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says the bill heads to the House for a vote. It is expected to pass. Then the bill is off to the president's desk for his signature. Stock futures are slightly higher this morning. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can.
Help Ukrainian children. Shazam this song. Scroll down Shazam, open on YouTube, follow the link and donate.
Oil investments involve a high degree of risk and actual results may vary.
Oil keeps going up as the Russia conflict escalates. If you're an SEC-accredited investor and have at least $25,000 liquid, you can take advantage of Encore Energy's projects and a huge tax savings for this year. If you invest in oil, you're allowed to write off nearly 100% of your investment in the first year. Call 800-278-7455. Call now and learn how to deduct 100% of your investment and create 20 or more years of potential monthly income. That's 800-278-7455.
They say the journey of 1,000 miles begins with the first step. In the same way, the journey to end poverty for good begins first with a child. A journey like this takes commitment from you and me. A commitment to end poverty for good. Learn how you can help at children.org right now.
All right, class, let's hear what everyone did this weekend. Jill?
Well, I raised my older sister to a big oak tree. It was at least 100 years old. My mom said I must have set a record or something. And then we went down by a stream and perched up on this huge rock and saw all these little minnows swimming around way below us. And then I rescued my little brother from an evil slug king who was guarding him at the bush fortress. And my sister and I brought him back to our super twig fort for safety. And then we all laid out and told stories until it got dark. And the Big Dipper led us all the way home.
Wow! Awesome!
Where were you, Jill?
Yeah.
We went to the forest. It's not that far away. Anyone want to come this weekend?
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week and find the fun, adventurous you. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow likely today, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 1 below, northwesterly winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Cloudy skies, tonight, snow showers likely, 2 below. Chance of flurries, tomorrow, 3 above, mainly cloudy. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 13 below.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome back to the third hour of our program. On the line with us is Peter Montgomery. He's a senior fellow with People for the American Way, the managing director of Right Wing Watch, rightwingwatch.org. His Twitter handle is Pete, M-O-N-T, P-E-T-E-M-O-N-T, or at Right Wing Watch. And there's been a lot to talk about. Peter, welcome to the program.
Thanks so much for having me.
My pleasure. In fact, it's an honor for me to have you here. Peter, the Hill has been having these hearings on extremist group threats. I mean, obviously, the January 6th hearings and whatnot, they're supposed to come up with a final report next Wednesday, I believe, and the last public hearing will probably be on Monday. What do we know about this?
Well, we know a lot. Thanks to the hearings, we know a lot more details about the insurrection, not only the day of, but all the planning and scheming and criminal conspiracy that went into it. And so the January 6th committee has done an amazing amount of truth-telling. And then these other hearings that Congressman Raskin has been overseeing on the threat of violent white nationalism have also really used the oversight power of Congress to call attention to an extremely important problem facing the country.
And they've gotten very little attention. And I know that you've been all over this, the Confronting White Supremacy Part 7, the evolution of anti-democratic extremist groups and the ongoing threat to democracy. This is this hearing by Jamie Raskin. What were they learning? What is worth sharing with people here?
I think there's a few major takeaways, which is that in spite of all the rhetoric we hear from the right about somehow that the country's threatened by woke ideology or some kind of other false distractions they throw up, the FBI, the Department of Homeland Security, the government is very clear that they see the biggest threat of domestic terrorism in this country is violent white supremacy. And that is an ideology that is, fomented online and that radicalizes people online, that it leads to in real life violence. It's also an ideology that spreads because it has high level validators, whether it's Tucker Carlson on Fox News or former President Donald Trump having dinner with, white nationalist extremists at Mar-a-Lago, and that the January 6th insurrection did not end on January 6th, that the extremism is out there. In some ways, they've adopted new strategies to focus more on state and local level battles. And we see that kind of extremism and violence popping up, whether it's threats and harassment against school boards and educators, whether it's violent confrontations outside drag shows. This ideology is spreading and it's dangerous.
Yeah, it definitely. What
what sort, how real is the threat to America of, well, in fact, can you define for us exactly what white supremacy, white nationalism, what these things mean and how they're being played out in the American political scene today?
You know, I think they're connected in a lot of ways. There's this line that runs through a lot of the far-right ideologies we see. White nationalism, Christian nationalism, white supremacy. It's an underlying ideology that the United States was founded by and for white Christian people. And the white Christian people are therefore the quote-unquote real Americans, and everyone else is not. And if that's your worldview, then you can look at the increasing diversity in this country and the growth of religious and ethnic diversity and pluralism, not as something to be welcomed and as a strength of a democratic society. You can view it through the lens of white grievance. Like, this was our country and these other people are taking it away from us. And that kind of core ideology and grievance underlies a lot of the anti-Semitism that's out there. It underlies the anti-Black racism. And those are mixed together. In Buffalo, the shooter targeted Black people based on his interpretation of this great replacement theory, which was that, you know, secretive Jewish forces were using Black people to replace white people. And that kind of that great replacement theory, we have seen that result in not only the killing of Black people in Buffalo, but Jewish people at the synagogue in Pittsburgh, Latinos at the Walmart in El Paso, Muslims in Christchurch, New Zealand. It is a very deadly threat. And yet the great replacement theory gets promoted, ad nauseum on Fox News.
Yeah, and also on social media quite aggressively.
Absolutely.
But the United States is not unique in this. I mean, Sweden just elected a hard right prime minister. Italy just elected a relatively openly fascist prime minister. And in both cases, the main pressure that provoked this was the influx of mostly Syrian refugees after Putin bombed the crap out of Aleppo and other parts of Syria, after the Arab Spring. I mean, there's a whole long backstory to it. But in both cases, those were, white Swede and Italian, Swedish and Italian politicians who were saying, our country is for white people, we are white people, and we've got all these brown people now in our country, and we've got to do something about it, or kick them out, or deny them citizenship, or all these different things. This is not just happening in the United States. How? Although arguably we're the only country that has never arguably officially defined itself as a country based on DNA. And you could argue, I suppose, that Sweden and Italy, have done that over the years. But how does a country that wants to be pluralistic, that wants to embrace people, based on the content of their character rather than the color of their skin, how do we do that? How do we deal with this kind of a problem? How do we deal with this kind of backlash, essentially?
I think we do it by asserting, by rejecting this idea that this is a country that is meant to be by and for a certain group of us, and by affirming and actively promoting the idea that the American ideal is that we the people means all the people. And it's true that immigration and migration can cause tensions. They have here, they have in a lot of parts of the world. But and I would just to push back a little bit on the notion that the U.S. has not defined people by DNA. The Constitution certainly did that in its treatment of enslaved people.
You're right.
But we have fought, a lot of Americans have fought over the last couple hundred years to bring us closer to the ideal, which is, being an American and being a citizen does not depend on where your parents were born, what color you are, how you worship, whether you worship. Those are all, it's kind of underlying American principles of pluralism, that at least the way America we have fought to bring it closer to its ideals. And so I think one of the things that needs to happen is for anybody who has a voice, whether it's an individual in their family and friends group, or whether it's a public official or someone who has a media platform, has to push back every time this narrative that America was created for just some of us, and that other people don't belong here, shouldn't be here, aren't real Americans, and promote the policies that go with that.
Yeah, we and fought the Civil War to end that.
The hatred that goes with that. That's yeah. Well, and you know, some of the there are people out there who are speaking openly about their desire for a new civil war, and there are groups that are, you know, trying to provoke racial violence with the belief that that is their route to creating a new civil war that'll somehow give them the path they want to a white ethno state or to a more authoritarian country that is willing to impose their worldview.
Yeah, it's an extraordinary moment in the history of this country and frankly around the world. We're speaking with Peter Montgomery, who is a senior fellow of People for the American Way and the managing director of Right Wing Watch, rightwingwatch.org, and Right Wing Watch on Twitter, Peter M-O-N-T on Twitter as well. Peter, you can stick around with us for a minute?
Sure.
Okay, great. Hang on. I'd like to continue this conversation. We'll be right back with Peter Montgomery.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 16 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
Do you have a car sitting around you want to get rid of? Then here's a great idea. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Yes, one fast call to the Veteran Car Donation Program and we'll come and remove your car for free. Fast, free towing, and 24-hour response. You can donate most cars, trucks, or SUVs in most conditions. The proceeds raised goes to help active military, veterans, and their families, and you get a tax deduction. All you need to do is make this free call. Get rid of that old car and help the vets. We make it easy. Make this free call now and book your fast and easy pickup. Call the Veteran Donation Program now. Donate your car and help veterans and their families. Operators are standing by. Here's the number.
800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. 800-880-5013. That's 800-880-5013.
Hey friends, Tom Hartman here to tell you about my brand new book. It's called The Tom Hartman Reader. Tom Hartman Reader is unlike any of my other books. It's a collection of my best and most revealing writings that I think you need to know. Tom Hartman Reader covers everything from my fierce commitment to Jeffersonian democracy to my steadfast opposition to the corporatization of America. Also, it more clearly identifies the root cause of so many of our social and environmental ills. The Tom Hartman Reader will give you essential information and explore solutions to questions like, how do we keep our schools from treating children like assembly line products? Why is it that attention deficit disorder is not an affliction? Or what cloudy Germany can teach us about solar energy? And much, much more. Not only will you gain vital substance on a wide range of topics in the book, but the Tom Hartman Reader will inspire you to action. It's time to educate ourselves on the world around us, why it got this way, and the corrective actions we all need to take. The Tom Hartman Reader, available in fine bookstores everywhere and on our website at tomhartman.com. Makes a great gift, too. Inspiration, insight, and action. The Tom Hartman Reader.
One goat can make the difference between nourishment and hunger. One goat can make the difference between poverty and sustained income. In the war-torn areas of southern Sudan, one goat can make the difference between life and death. Find out how you can help. Visit goatsfortheoldgoat.org. That's goats, F-O-R, theoldgoat.org. Fighting hunger, one goat at a time.
Happy anniversary, honey.
Oh, you shouldn't have. Wait, is that a goat?
Goats make a great gift, but maybe not for her.
Go to goatsfortheoldgoat.com to give a goat and end hunger in South Sudan. Goats provide food, milk, and give Sudanese families the safety net to pursue education or set up a small business. They really are the gifts that keep on giving. So, do you like it? Goatsfortheoldgoat.com.
If something's wrong with your computer, you reboot it. You restore it back to where it needs to be. Today, our country is headed down the wrong track, overwhelmed with joblessness, declining wages, and corporations deciding our elections, for starters. This is not the Founding Fathers' vision. It's time we rebooted something bigger than our computers. It's time we rebooted the American dream. We must restore the thriving, prosperous days we once had. And my new book, Rebooting the American Dream, explains exactly what we need to do. Bringing our jobs and manufacturing home, rolling back the Reagan tax cuts, ending corporate personhood, and educating our electorate are part of the simple 11-step plan in rebooting the American dream that we can start today to rebuild our country. Check out Rebooting the American Dream in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com. We can recover the American dream we lost 30 years ago to Reaganomics and the Reagan-Bush-Clinton-Bush era. We're all in this together. Please check out Rebooting the American Dream by yours truly, Tom Hartmann, in bookstores everywhere and online at TomHartmann.com.
Change starts with you. You can be calling your Democratic or Republican representatives to let them know what you think by calling 202-224-3121. It's the Capitol switchboard. It'll get you right through to them. Welcome back. We're talking to Peter Montgomery, the managing director of Right Wing Watch, a fellow, senior fellow at the People for the American Way. Rightwingwatch.org is the website, Right Wing Watch on Twitter. Peter, let's talk about the mainstreaming of hate in America. You are very knowledgeable about this. Actually, even before we get to that, in the roughly 5 minutes here we have left, I'm also curious, how are the Republicans on Jamie Raskin's committee, as they're hearing all this testimony about white supremacy and violence from white Christian nationalism and these, you know, hate groups, how are the Republicans on his committee reacting?
You know, it's pretty interesting. Jamie Raskin was very gracious toward the ranking member, Representative Mace. But she and the other Republicans, you know, said, yes, white supremacy is terrible. But then they tried to create all these strongmen and these distractions. They tried to assert that infiltration in law enforcement and military by extremists is not a threat, when we know it is a threat. They tried to say that somehow the Biden administration and the Democrats have labeled any parent who shows up at a school board meeting as a domestic terrorist. And that's never been the case. That's been a smear and a disinformation tactic by the right. And they sort of, you know, talk about this woke army, you know, and Elon Musk talks about a woke mind virus, as if somehow there's an equivalence between these mission-driven, white nationalist, violence-creating people and, you know, someone who believes in wokeness, you know. And it was interesting that recently, you know, Ron DeSantis' spokesperson was asked, you know, straight on, well, how do you define wokeness? He said, well, the belief that there's systemic injustice in the country and we ought to do something about it. Okay, sign me up. I'll claim that. Yeah. But anyway, so I think the Republicans were doing a lot of, saying the right thing in opposing anti-Semitism and white nationalist violence, but then quickly trying to create false equivalencies and distractions. And I think that's pretty much par for the course.
It's sad and unfortunate that we have a major political party that feels that they have to cater to racists and bigots, basically, in order to get elected. It's breathtaking. Although it's, as you pointed out early on, you know, this is the history of the United States. How is this kind of hate and these how are these worldviews being mainstreamed in the United States? And how effectively are we seeing, and particularly now that there's serious pushback against Trump and his popularity is collapsing, are we seeing, you know, this kind of right wing hate decreasing in America, starting to plateauing, or is it continuing to rise?
I unfortunately don't think we're seeing it decreasing. You know, hate crimes have been on the rise. Anti-Semitism has been on the rise based on statistics from FBI and groups like ADL. And since the January 6th insurrection, since its failure to keep Trump back in office, some of the militia-oriented groups, or the, groups like the Three Percenters and the Proud Boys, have really refocused their energies at the local level. And that's where we've really seen this rise in violent harassment against people outside LGBTQ events or drag events, violence and harassment directed at educators and school board officials. So I think in some ways it's being localized and certainly being spread on social media. You know, Elon Musk throwing open the doors to Twitter and denouncing, you know, the efforts that had been made toward moderating and restricting that hate, I think it's going to prove to be very damaging. You know, one of the actions that people on the experts on the committee called for yesterday was, you know, greater attention to how social media is being used to radicalize people. And so we need more thoughtful moderation and more thoughtful policies designed to prevent that from happening, rather than just putting the pedal to the metal on the promotion of bigotry and extremism in the name of free speech.
Yeah, well, I saw a study that suggested that on Facebook anyway, or maybe it was Twitter, I'd have to find it, that right-wing news sources and politicians were 600% more likely to be amplified by the algorithm than were left-wing sources. Does that sound about right to you? And if so, maybe what, legislation requiring that the algorithms become transparent?
Yeah, I don't know what the answer is. I have seen similar statistics that in spite of all the right-wing screaming that somehow these social media platforms silence conservative voices, which is ridiculous. You know, the biggest, as you mentioned, the biggest circulation happens on the right. And, you know, with Twitter, that was even before Elon Musk took over.
Right.
And now it's very different. Now the people that are being silenced are his critics. And so I think that the policymakers hopefully will take a good look at that. I'm not an expert, and I don't have a good answer on what the policy should be right. to promote
We need to do something about it. Yeah.
Radicalization.
There you go. Peter Montgomery, Managing Director of Right Wing Watch. Rightwingwatch.org is the website. Right Wing Watch on Twitter. Peter, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
My pleasure. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Tom Hartman Program. Call 202-808-9925.
Okay, I got to tell you about the Republicans, not what Tom Cotton's up to with regard to journalists. And I'll be picking up your phone calls on the other side of the break. Spoiled supermarket meats, sawdust-like fillers, artificial preservatives, these are just a few of the potentially harmful ingredients found in many popular dog foods today. That's why Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend, a freeze-dried raw dog food made with real cuts of meat, omega-3 rich seeds, superfood veggies, and fruit. Dr. Marty has been called the miracle worker by Forbes because he's helped countless dogs thrive. Our dogs love this food. Nature's Blend is designed to help support your dog's playfulness, healthy skin, soft coat, easy digestion, and youthful mobility. Dogs go bonkers for the savory flavor and texture. For the holidays, save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and a free festive holiday dog sweater with select orders.
It's a whole new game when the Badgers face Oklahoma State for the Guaranteed Rate Bowl in Phoenix on December 27th. Your business can be a part of the action right here on your local Civic Media radio station, locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM. Learn how you can share your Badgers pride during the game, airing locally and streaming everywhere. Call 715-424-1300. 715-424-1300.
Happy holidays from WFHR with this song that we
we sing, we hope to bring happiness to your heart. And for the new year, we wish for you the best. Merry Christmas to you from WFHR.
Dueling Tangents with Luke and Brian.
I'm really trying hard not to go insane from the mind screw that is this situation. Yes. With I was going to say the GAB, but now it's the WEC, which right. Was audited by the LAB, and then it's now screwed up by the GOP, and we're all SOL. Good for us. Congratulations.
Look at all those acronyms. Yeah.
Oh. We're the winners.
Tune in for Dueling Tangents every weekday at 2.
Olivia, from Washington. Laid off and trying to keep our little kids from realizing that mommy and daddy haven't eaten in a while.
Roger, from California. I'm grateful we could afford our son's surgery. I'm nervous that now we can't really afford food.
Daniel, from California. Choosing whether to pay the rent or pay to fix the car to get to work doesn't leave us with much at all. Now we can't even pay for meals.
Donna from Louisiana. The storm just hit, and we went from donating to the food bank to needing it.
Keisha from South Carolina. I've been skipping meals so my two kids can eat, but filling up on water doesn't really work.
Hunger is a story we can end. End it at feedingamerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Remember when you could turn on the radio and hear a song you'd never heard before? A song that would make you tap your feet, snap your fingers, maybe get up and dance a little? A song that once you heard it made you say, that's a surefire hit. Those days are gone. Or are they? Tune in on Sunday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. and catch Seth Faces the Music on WFHR. The premise is simple. Every week I pick a theme and find songs that fit the theme. It's so simple yet so, so good. Join me, won't you, for Seth Faces the Music every Sunday from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio WFHR.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. tomorrow morning. Snow likely today, otherwise overcast skies. Highs around 1 below, northwesterly winds 20 to 30 miles per hour. Cloudy skies tonight, snow showers likely 2 below. Chance of flurries tomorrow, 3 above, mainly cloudy.
For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 13 below.
Getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I want to remind Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Share the Tom Hartman program with your friends. We're available on Sirius XM, Free Speech TV, Pacifica, commercial stations nationwide, YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, on the Tom Hartman app, and you can even tell your smart speaker to listen to the Tom Hartman program. Welcome back. 34 minutes past the hour. I'll be picking up your phone calls in just a second. I just did want to tell you about the Press Act. This is the Protect Reporters from Exploitative State Spying Act that was spearheaded by my senator here in Oregon, one of my two senators, Ron Wyden, and Maryland's Jamie Raskin in the House of Representatives. And it passed the House of Representatives basically on a voice vote. Nobody had any objection to it. This is a bill that basically protects journalists here in the United States and around the world, and protects them from prosecution for being journalists, and from, you know, harassment and death threats and all kinds of stuff. But it's basically, you know, the name, Protect Reporters from Exploitative State Spying, the Press Act. And so Dick Durbin, the Senate Judiciary Chair, that's the committee this came out of, said that he supported fast-tracking this in the Senate. Now, what that means is in the Senate, they can just call for a voice vote and say, you know, can we pass this by unanimous consent? And if nobody objects, the assumption is everybody consented. So Ron Wyden took the floor and said, this was yesterday morning, and said, I'd like to get a voice vote. I'd like unanimous consent to pass the Press Act. It passed the House with no problem. There wasn't any objections. Can we do the same here in the Senate? And Tom Cotton stands up and says no. He's the Republican from Arkansas, if you're unfamiliar with him. Guy who would like to be president someday. And says this is, you know, he's not gonna he doesn't support journalists, I guess. Ride and wide and, you know, pushed back, and here's what Dick Durbin said on Tuesday. He said, in considering the Press Act and the shield for subpoenas and other compulsory legal processes that it provides, you have to think through the tough questions, such as who qualifies as a journalist? What information should be shielded from law enforcement? Should law enforcement be prevented from seeking evidence from a white supremacist or other domestic violent extremist with information about a planned act of domestic terror just because he or she occasionally posts to a blog? It's questions like these that we've wrestled with for over a decade as bills similar to the Press Act have been debated. That's why I'm glad that today's Press Act, like recent Justice Department regulations issued by Merrick Garland, account for these scenarios. It makes exceptions for information necessary to prevent or identify the perpetrator of an act of terrorism or to prevent the threat of imminent violence against significant bodily harm or death. And it doesn't apply to foreign agents, terrorists, or journalists suspected of committing crimes. Pretty straightforward stuff. But Tom Cotton, no, you can't have that. Amazing. All right, let me pick up your phone calls here. There's a lot to talk about today. Mark in Chicago. Hey, Mark, what's on your mind today? Thanks for listening to WCPT.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for taking my call. To speak to your recent guest that you just had on, I'm reading a book right now called We Are Proud Boys. I believe the author is Andy Campbell, and it is an eye-opener. It talks about how just repulsive this movement is and how it's been normalized, and they have friends in high places and the backing of law enforcement, and it's a real threat, and it needs to be highlighted, and everybody needs to know about this and not keep their head in the sand thinking that this is going to go away, because it's a very, very real and increasing threat. We Are Proud Boys is the book.
Okay, I'll have to check it out. The three of the guys who tried to kidnap and murder Governor Gretchen Whitmer in Michigan were just sentenced this morning, apparently, and got some substantial prison time. I mean, you know, maybe they were animated in part by white supremacy, but, you know, the larger issues as well. Or not, I shouldn't say larger issues, other right-wing grievances as well. But, Mark, thank you. Thanks for sharing that with us. Hunter in Mesa, Arizona. Hey, Hunter, what's on your mind today?
Yes, thanks for taking the call. Sure. The JFK release is supposed to be today, and I'm not hearing anything about it on any other news media. I guess you had somebody on earlier this week, but I missed that.
We did. Lamar. We did 2 hours with Lamar about it, and I haven't seen any stories about it either, so I'm assuming it hasn't happened yet.
Yeah, that's a terrible thing, but, you know, something people don't ever... I still think it's George Herbert Walker Bush going to Texas when he was young and being connected with the CIA, and that's why they don't release all this stuff, is they are trying to protect his family down to his daughter being a host on NBC, you know. Yeah. I don't know.
There are people who believe that. I'm inclined to think that George Herbert Walker Bush and buddies had nothing to do with this. But the mob had infiltrated the CIA, and vice versa. The CIA was openly using the mob to try to kill Castro. And that marriage of convenience led to, when the mob wanted to assassinate Kennedy, there were some CIA agents who were in the mob who participated in that, and the CIA has been trying to cover that up ever since. It did not come down from on high in the CIA, but it certainly bubbled up from the bottom. And that's frankly the same problem that we have with white nationalism and racism in our police departments. It's the same exact same kind of thing. Hunter, thanks for the call. Brad in Elk Grove Village, Illinois. Hey, Brad, what's up?
To use an oft-repeated phrase, the reason minorities are in this country is it's the economy, stupid. Capitalism has always required a source of cheap labor, from being free labor to cheap labor. They've been here, they've been lured, they've been imported here, they've been bought, sold here for cheap labor. And the problem with a lot of these minorities is they are out procreating whites. And that's, it's all sides of this equation. Whites have to look at themselves and say, we are why they're here.
Mm. Yeah, I think it's important to simply acknowledge the humanity of all persons. I mean, that's hopefully the end point that we're all headed towards. But, people have been talking high-minded like that for hundreds of years, and we haven't gotten there yet. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't stop. But, yeah, Brad, your point is well made. Carol in Monessen, Pennsylvania, capitalism has been driving. Capitalism was driving slavery, for God's sake. Carol in Monessen, Pennsylvania. Hey, Carol, what's on your mind today?
Hi, Tom. Yeah, I was on Twitter early this morning, and I saw this advertisement that Trump has on there about his trading card.
Yes.
Have you seen that?
I haven't seen the ad. I saw the article about it. I've seen the...
Oh, you've got to see the ad. On it, he talks about how he was the greatest president, a much greater president than Lincoln. And he goes on and on about, it's this self-love that's sickening.
And this is on Twitter.
But anyway, on Twitter, yeah. Oh. And I tweeted a friend of mine and made a disparaging remark about it.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't obscene or anything. It was just like, what is he thinking type thing,
Right.
And Twitter made me delete it. And
really?
That's the first time that's ever happened to me.
So an email from them, or this was online, or a direct message, or are you sure it was from Twitter and not from just some dweeb who was pretending to be Twitter?
No, Twitter took the message, put it up in a white little white square, and said, you have to delete this. We don't allow this kind of thing on Twitter. I couldn't believe it. I mean, there was nothing. I didn't swear.
Was this when you logged on, or was this in a direct message, in a DM?
It was in a direct message from Twitter on a white...
I'm guessing it wasn't actually Twitter that said that to you.
Really?
Yeah, because if it was really Twitter, what they do is they just make the message invisible or delete it, and then when you log on, you get this notice from them. So
They did delete the message.
Oh, they had. They had already deleted it.
Yes, that's what I'm sorry. I said I had to delete it. No, it was deleted, and they told me why.
Oh, wow.
They said that they don't allow this type of thing on Twitter anymore.
Making fun of Donald Trump.
Right, right. Right. And if you see the advertisement that he has on for that trading card, which is $99, I mean, it's so ridiculous.
And it's a so digital trading card. In other words, he's going to email you a JPEG, right?
You
can print it out on your home color printer and cut it out with a pair of scissors. Now you got a trading card.
it's insane. $99 for this, but it is. I mean, it's so laughable that if I didn't dislike the man so much, I'd feel sorry for him.
Yeah,
he's that out of touch with reality.
You know, so he's constantly got people coming to him and pitching business ideas and you know, whether it's steaks or vodka or whatever, board games, and somebody pitched this idea to him, and he said, "Oh yeah, great idea." And go ahead.
Do you think Elon Musk has anything to do with this?
No, I don't. Carol, I got to run. Thank you for the call.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
We'll be right back with more of your calls here on the Tom Hartman Program. It's 45 minutes past the hour, helping you win the water cooler wars.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call Pack Rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
It is one of the most powerful books you'll ever read, full of the wisdom of ancient cultures and the directed hope of modern thinkers. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman. Discover how we're made of sunlight and what this has to do with the impact of fossil fuels on civilization. Read about the coming new ice age and what must be done soon. Understand how ancient cultures valued community and cooperation and what we can learn from them. Get in touch with the secret of enough, the meaning of wealth, and the wealth of security. The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight helps us understand and heal our relationship to the world, to each other, and to our natural resources. We have much to learn and even more to remember. Here is your guide, The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
The American middle class is on its deathbed. Ordinary folks who put in a solid day's work can no longer afford to buy a house, send their kids to college, or even get sick. If you're not a CEO, you're probably screwed. In his latest book, Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It by Tom Hartman, Air America host Tom Hartman shows how the middle class, a product of democracy that was so carefully put together by our country's founding fathers, has been systematically dismantled over the past quarter century and, under the guise of freeing the market, replaced by an anti-democratic system designed to line the pockets of the super rich and corporations. Hartman shows that it's not too late to return to the America our founders envisioned. Democracy requires a fair playing field. It will survive only if we the people stand up, speak out, and reclaim our democracy. To find out more about Tom's book tour, or to get an audio sneak peek of Screwed, The Undeclared War Against the Middle Class and What We Can Do About It, visit TomHartman.com. Get Screwed by Tom Hartman, available in all fine bookstores now.
Hey, Tom Hartman here. In my new book, Threshold, The Crisis of Western Culture, I'm looking at the deteriorating state of our planet, where the dynamics of environmental, economic, and population change are boiling over the limits within which society can function. I'll be busting the myths and ideologies of religious fundamentalism, capitalism run amok, male domination and hierarchy, and militarism that are draining our world of its natural and human resources and engendering the suffering of millions for the benefit of a few. Threshold examines cultures that have thrived from the mother city of Caral, Peru to modern Denmark, and targets five areas of policy: national, religious, economic, corporate, and environmental, for specific and immediate reform. Radical in scope and boldness, but simple in its common sense logic, my book Threshold illustrates the mistakes we have made as a culture, as a country, and as individuals, and provides the inspiration and motivation that you're looking for to build a better, more sustainable world for all. It's available in fine bookstores everywhere. Threshold.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. You know, Donald Trump wasn't such a terrible president other than inciting an insurrection against the government, mismanaging a pandemic that killed a million Americans, separating children from their families and then selling them off into foster care where they literally vanished, tear gassing protesters in Lafayette Square. He had the worst jobs record of any president in modern history. He tried to blackmail a foreign country to get dirt on his opponent. He fired the FBI director for investigating his ties to Russia and Putin. He took Vladimir Putin's word over U.S. intelligence. He caused the longest government shutdown in U.S. history. He lied nearly 30,000 times. He vetoed a defense funding bill because it renamed military bases away from Confederate generals. He increased the national debt by $8 trillion. He had three of the highest annual deficits in U.S. history. Well, the list goes on. There's actually over 250 things on this list, and about two-thirds of it is on a video over at TomHartmann.com. Check it out. Welcome back. Picking up your calls, Ron in Wichita Falls, Texas. Hey, Ron, what's on your mind? Thanks for listening to SiriusXM.
Oh, the long COVID. On Monday or Tuesday, you had a gentleman call in, and he was talking about the symptoms that he's still having with long COVID.
Yeah.
I'm a nurse, and I have an autoimmune disorder. I took almost a year off of work. Just luckily, I had the resources. But because of that, until I was vaccinated, I was fearing basically that I might, you know, get it and it would probably kill me.
Right.
I just want to talk about the way that it actually attacks the body is, you know, through the blood system or the blood vessel system. The ACE inhibitors or the ACE receptors, which are the angiotensin converting enzyme receptors, which basically control the flexibility of the arteries.
Right, and thus your blood pressure,
you know, of course,
which is why ACE inhibitors are blood pressure drugs, yeah.
Exactly, and so it affects everything, like the intestinal, the blood vessels, the heart, lung, the bronchi, the trachea, the brain, testes, kidneys, everything. You know, wherever blood flows, just like diabetes, and that the way that the virus gets into the cells is through the ACE2, which is the vasoconstrictor receptor. And when it enters, via nose or nasal, it gets into the bloodstream and starts attacking those receptors of the cells, which are throughout the body. And this starts causing vascular leakage and triggers inflammatory response, which is called a cytokine storm, and that's what actually causes the damage to the body.
Right.
You get acute respiratory distress, and then eventually, over time, it becomes multi-organ failure. And, so the idea is, you know, you might get COVID if you're vaccinated, but, you know, we all know we've heard the stories that, you know, they get it, but it's not as detrimental if you have the vaccine.
So get vaccinated and get boosted. And Ron, thank you for the testimony from a real nurse. I appreciate it. It's great to hear from you. Ann in Trinity, Florida. Hey, Ann, what's on your mind today?
Yes, I want to first thank you very much for what you do every day. And I say every day because I know on Saturday and Sundays you're working for stuff that's going on Monday through Friday. And I would like to agree with your very first caller, the white supremacist and supporters, sympathizers that are in law enforcement is very troubling. And the amount that were arrested just on January 6th alone should really cause a bright light to be shined on this. But my main reason for calling, actually I was calling yesterday, but the call in late. It was regarding yesterday's show and Governor Ron DeSantis. I'm a Florida resident. My thoughts are that the grand jury investigation that he wants to do is a way to kind of clear himself so that he doesn't necessarily have as many COVID troubles during his 2024 presidential run. And I say that because, and this is according to Johns Hopkins numbers, currently today, Florida to date has had 83,201 deaths related to COVID. The state of New York to today's date has had 74,491. New York is similar to Florida in its population. New York also had the majority of their deaths prior to a vaccine. California, to date, has had 97,918 deaths. California has almost twice the population of Florida, yet there is only a 14,717 difference between the two states.
So, in other words, Ron DeSantis oversaw a whole lot of death in Florida, and you think he's trying to cover that up with this grand jury?
I think that that could definitely be an attempt. Because we've had more than some entire countries, Japan, South Korea, Canada, Philippines, and many other countries. We've had more deaths in our state than their entire country. And lastly, I would like to say that I think that the Trump cards are just the Christmas scam and way to make quick $99 off of people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think that's definitely clear. All righty. Thank you. Thank you, Ann. Thanks for your points. I suspect you're right. I think you're probably absolutely right. Brandon in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Brandon, we have a little less than a minute. I'm sorry. It's the end of the show. You got a quick one?
Hey, Tom. I was a long-time listener, first-time caller.
Thank you.
I was just wanting to add an anecdote about the predatory lending in the used car market. Mm-hmm. I'd worked on an advertisement for a national buy-here-pay-here used car dealer, and I was just observing all the inventory they were bringing in. And reading the stickers on these cars that were already well-used cars, they had pay by the week, which,
this is like payday lender kind of stuff.
A payday lender, which ups the ante on missing your payment.
Right.
You know, you've got four chances in 1 month.
Right, and it can also up your interest rates. Brandon, thank you. Thanks for sharing that with us. That's... Another amazing story from the annals of American history. We will be back tomorrow, same bat time, same bat channel. In the meantime, don't forget, democracy is not a spectator sport. It requires all of us, and that includes you. So get out there and get active. Tag, you're it. There's so much we need to be doing to get this country back on track. We'll continue our conversation tomorrow. Anything goes Friday. So have a great afternoon. Be good to yourself and the people around you. We'll see you tomorrow.
Been listening to Tom Hartman. For audio and video archives, visit TomHartman.com.
Do you have an old car sitting around your house? Maybe you're even paying insurance on it. Well, if you don't need that car anymore, donate it, running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. They will even come and pick it up for free and give you a receipt for a tax donation. Breast cancer screening could save the life of someone you love. And right now, they need your help. They want to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And that's what your old car helps to pay for. So get your phone out and call right now to donate your car to the United Breast Cancer Foundation. Remember, they will come pick it up for free and give you a tax donation receipt. Call right now at 800-280-9435. 800-280-9435. That's 800-280-9435.
you're worried your friend may be struggling, remember, you don't have to be there to be there.
You could say how are you or get a fake tattoo. You could ask with an app if it works for you. You could write him a text or knit him a sweater. If you can't be together, you could write him a letter.
Whatever gets you talking.
You could chat on the game, kick off your flip-flops. You could ask on your couch while you binge watch. However you do it, you gotta ask a friend. And if they don't share, you can ask again.
Whatever gets you talking. Whatever gets you talking.
Reach out to a friend about their mental health. Learn how you can help at seizetheawkward.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, American Foundation for
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248 DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.